So just for one moment, imagine yourself in that stable on that night when Jesus was born. The cold, drafty stable, because there was no room in the inn. And really, there was no room on the earth for the saviour of the kind that Jesus was going to be. Jesus' life was a difficult one, wasn't it? He grew up as a boy. He would have learned his dad's carpentry skills. And then later in life, he would die on the cross. And yet there were signs, weren't there, through his life that pointed to who Jesus is. And there's signs that came not only in Mary's house and in Joseph's house, but came later in the shepherd's fields, came from the wise men and others. And so we're going to think for one moment about what it would have been like for those people. Those people who had amazing miracles, because there was no miracle other than the birth of God in the stable, but none that anybody would have really seen that took place in the stable. No angels, no turning water into wine, just a mum, a dad, their baby, and I'd like to think a donkey, because it's a hard journey, isn't it? From Nazareth to Bethlehem. But there is still one sheep. I don't know what's happened to the others in these shepherd's fields over here. There's a fire here, but there's no fire. It's cold. These sheep have been left alone. This one looks like he's frozen. But you're still around, which is really good. But where's your shepherd gone? Your shepherd has disappeared. They've left their rule book. I wonder, can someone help me with the rule book? Can you tell me, Charlotte, what's rule number one? Never leave your sheep. I wonder. Oh, hello. Oh, there's still one here. You didn't go see the Saviour then. You decided. Just a couple of miles away. So you come back to me. What's your second rule?
Rule number two: never leave your sheep.
Rule number two is never leave your sheep. So, and rule number three is. Let's get it on there. So, yeah. Rule number three.
Never leave your sheep.
Never leave your sheep. And surprise, surprise, rule number four is...
Never leave your sheep.
Never leave your sheep. So what should shepherds never do? Never leave their sheep. But they have. Now, this is strange, isn't it? Because if you think about it just for one moment, would you leave your most precious things in the world? Would you ever do that? Would you break all the rules to go away and leave them to be stolen, to be harmed, because that was what would happen. And on the surface of it, it would make sense not to leave your sheep, but there was a bigger thing, wasn't there? They broke the rules because they realized something even more amazing would happen. And I think we need the angels over here to help us with this, and then we'll have our next reading, please. Do come up here.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, watching over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared, with the angel praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to all those on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into the heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about."